I've got a victory living inside of me. I got the greater one. I can overcome. This ain't no time to turn back, no place to grow slack. I gotta keep pressing on till every battle is won.
Good morning, class.
Keith.
Hi, I'm Keith Moore, and we welcome you to Faith School. Faith School's the place where my spirit is fed, where my faith grows stronger, and where I learn how to be an overcomer. Faith must be fed, and it must be used. It must be exercised to develop. And all of us, our faith is at different levels in different areas of our life. And if you're seeing a deficiency in an area of your life, you want to feed your faith in that area. You know, if you need physical healing in your body, just studying the scripture on other topics, you know, is not going to feed your faith for healing. You need to hear what the Lord said about healing specifically. And for provision, you need to hear what He said about things that relate to the material part of life. Did God, you know, when Jesus went to the cross, He didn't just go in spirit. He went spirit, soul, body. He obtained a complete redemption for us. And part of what He did, the Bible said, He became poor, that you, through His poverty, might be made rich. That's a Bible word, right? Well, did He do it?
Yes.
Are the results effective for everybody that'll believe? Yes. And so, you got to watch about religious tradition. One of the most dangerous things on the planet. It has replaced the Word of God in so many people's lives, and they don't even realize it. So let's agree together today. Let's look and see what thus saith the Lord about these things. Father, all of us agree together as touching this, asking You for the utterance, for the anointing. Open our eyes to see You, not men's mixed up ideas about You, but You. And what You have said and what You have done, that we may be filled with the light of Your truth and the life of Your Word. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We've been on a series now for a number of weeks that we're calling Faith for Provision. And we're giving one by one 30 reasons from the Scripture why we are sure abundant provision is always God's will for us all. We begin, number one, by talking about the Lord is my shepherd. The 23rd Psalm had said, the Lord is my shepherd. What's the rest of it? I shall not want. And that's the same word translated lack. I shall not lack. Why? Because the Lord's my shepherd. Is He a good shepherd?
Yes.
Or a bad shepherd? Is it good for the sheep to be well taken care of?
Yes.
Or to be neglected? These are not hard things to understand if you'll take them as they are. Secondly, we talked about the goodness of God. Is abundance good or bad? Is poverty good or bad? You know, if you just simplified it to where a 2 or 3 year old could understand it, you'd be so much better off. What? Abundance? Good. Right?
Yes.
Poverty?
Bad.
It is true. Now people will say, yeah, but you know, it's more complex than that. And no, you're just confused. No, it's not more complex than that. God is not making it hard for us. Men have convoluted and complicated things. We talked about the fatherhood of God. We talked about the creation of God. We talked about God's will in heaven. All of these things show abundance is His will. We talked about the God of Abraham. If Abraham was here in class with us today, like I said before, I would sit down. And I would say, sir, share with us, please. Mr. Abraham, would you share with the class? But if we asked him, said, Abraham, do you believe that sometimes it's God's will for us to be broke? He'd go, the God I knew made me rich. Yes. Is that right?
Yes.
Me and all my family, my extended family, made us some of the wealthiest people in that whole part of the world. He doesn't know that kind of God. And so, you know, in the U.S., for instance, we have freedom of religion. You can believe in whatever God you want to. And when people say, well, yeah, I just believe that God sometimes wants you broke, you know, and he uses that. Well, you can believe that if you want to. I don't believe in that God.
Amen.
I don't know that God. I know a God who's good.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Who has helped me, has helped Phyllis and I pay our bills and helped us with the churches and the ministry and how that we've always had what we need. I know a God whose will is abundance.
Amen.
That's the God I know. That's the God I believe in. You can believe in something else if you want to, but don't tell me that I can't believe in a good God. We do. We also talked about us being the seed of Abraham. We talked about the blessing of tithing and putting God first. He didn't say, bring all the tithes into the storehouse and you'll be broke. Did he?
No,
he said, I'll open the windows of heaven.
Yes.
I'll pour out blessing on you. You won't have room to receive. I'll rebuke the devourer for your sake.
Mm-hmm.
Are these scriptures?
Yes.
Do you see what I mean by saying 30 truths from the word, 30 scriptural reasons? And so we're down now to number 10. Well, number 9 was honor and riches. And number 10 is wisdom and wealth. We saw that with Solomon, you know, Jesus talked about in Luke 12, he said, talking about how God will provide. And see, that whole passage is don't take thought and worry about what you're going to eat and drink and those kind of things. He said, God feeds the birds, God clothes the fields, right? And he's saying, God's going to take care of you.
Amen.
And Matthew said it like this, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things, he was talking about clothes, food, all that, that'll be added to you. And in the midst of that, talking about God clothing the hills, he said even Solomon in all his glory was not clothed like one of these beautiful flower-covered hills. Well, Jesus referred to Solomon's glory. What was Solomon's glory? I believe you can see it primarily in two things. One was wisdom.
Yes.
I mean, everybody that knows anything about Solomon in the Word, they know wise, right? Wisest man. What else do you know?
Wealth.
Rich. Is that right?
Yes.
Wealthy. Huh?
Yes.
Wealthy. And that's not just a summary or us jumping to a conclusion. That phrase is used repeatedly about Solomon, that he exceeded all the kings of the earth in wisdom and in riches.
Amen.
So what's Solomon's glory? Wisdom and wealth. Wisdom and riches. Back then, it went together.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes.
When did that change?
Yeah.
Huh? When did God sever wealth from wisdom? And said, no, now you know we're doing a new thing now. And I changed my mind. I don't want the wealth going with it. No, God's things don't need to be changed.
No.
They're perfect when he did it, right? And they're perfect forever. And they don't change because he doesn't change. And if wisdom would make you well off thousands of years ago, wisdom will make you well off today because it's God's wisdom.
Amen.
And it will do today what it did then.
Amen.
And it will do for you what it did for him.
Amen.
Hmm? Because it wasn't just Solomon that came up with this. He asked for the wisdom. God gave him the wisdom. So the wisdom came from God.
Yes.
Amen. Is God still around?
Yes.
Does he still have his wisdom?
Yes.
Did he even tell us if we needed some, ask for it? Amen. Didn't he say it?
Yes.
Ask for it. Yes. Yeah, but when you get to wisdom, does anything come with it?
Yes.
Used to.
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
Used to. I mean, you know, as a boy, I'd get a Cracker Jack box. And there's something came with it. Is that right? You got the prize. If you got the Cracker Jack, ain't no prize. You're like, what? What's up with this? And if they say, oh, we changed it. Oh, that's not going to work, right? That's part of the reason you got the Cracker Jack. Well, with God, with wisdom has always come a prize, right? Inside, and part of it is riches and wealth. Do you believe it?
Yes, I do.
We see it in the scriptures so clearly, so plainly. The wisest was the richest. Always has been. And like we said, wisdom will do today what it did. Is it God's will for us to be wise?
Yes.
You know, the New Testament talks about, he said, don't be foolish, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. And he taught us in Ephesians and Colossians to pray that God would give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Does God want us to have wisdom?
Yes.
Now go with me to the book of Proverbs, please, in the third chapter, and let's begin to look at some of the specifics. We are blessed because there are 31 chapters just in Proverbs. Then there's what, like 12 chapters in Ecclesiastes of wisdom that God helped Solomon and David and to pen these things and to, to bring it down to a point. And if you read, especially, I don't know, chapters 10 through, you know, 20 plus or so in Proverbs, it's sayings. It's this works like this, but this works like this. And we don't have to say, oh man, I wish, you know, I could have been back there with Solomon, maybe hung around him some. He wrote down his best stuff. Y'all with me or not?
Yeah, yeah.
He wrote... How many believe God inspired is the best stuff?
Amen.
Right?
Yes.
This is the best stuff. And so let's let it get into us. In fact, just pray right now. Say, Father God,
as I read your words,
let revelation
of your wisdom
and understanding
and knowledge
and what it is,
how it works,
come into me. And increase in me,
and
work in me,
and
produce for me
all that you want it to.
I ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You like that prayer? Proverbs 3, are you there? Let's go through, I'm going to go through some of these. Obviously, we don't have time to go through all of them. If you haven't done it before, I recommend highly, take the time. Go through the, you don't have to do it all in one day, but go through these things you don't want to speed read. They are thoughts that encapsulate wise ideas and understanding. You don't want to go fast through this. You want to read it, think about it, and then read the other part of it and think about it. Proverbs 3:13, happy is the man that finds wisdom. And the man that gets understanding. Now, when he says man, he's talking about God created man. Male and female created he them. So it's not, don't get hung up on man-woman thing. He said the merchandise of it, of what? Wisdom is better than the merchandise of silver. The gain is better than fine gold. She's more precious than rubies. And all the things that you can desire are not to be compared to her. Verse 16, are you with me?
Yes.
Length of days is in her right hand, wisdom's right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. When you invited wisdom into your life, she comes with both hands full. Come on, are y'all with me? Comes with what? Long life? Huh? Riches and honor. How many would say, give me some wisdom? Is that right? I'll take. Yes. Come on in, wisdom.
Yes.
You know, if you read these passages, the writer is describing, he said, wisdom cries in the streets. And I'm going to paraphrase a little bit and goes, hey, dummy, come here. Let me help you out. Is that right? I will give you wisdom. I will give you understanding. It's calling and crying out. That's a picture of God, isn't it?
Amen.
He's saying, come on, don't try to live your life off your pitiful little understanding. Come, let me help you. Do we need his help?
Yes.
Only every moment of every day, right? Amen. Come, let me help you. So go ahead and lift your hands and say, come to me, wisdom.
Come to me, wisdom.
I want you. Hallelujah. See, I'm going to listen is what we're saying. I'm not going to reject it. Said out loud, length of days, is in wisdom's right hand. In wisdom's left hand,
riches
and honor.
Does
God want us wise or foolish?
Wise.
Wise. Then what else does he want you?
Riches.
He wants you to live a long time.
Yes.
And he wants you to have riches.
Yes.
And honor. True or not?
Yes.
Everybody or just a few select ones?
Everybody.
God's no respecter of persons, right?
Yes.
He wants this for all of his people. Proverbs 8:11 says, wisdom is better than rubies. Now, why would that be true? Because you can get you all the rubies you want. Is that right? Now, I'm not just saying that. That's exactly what God told Solomon, because Solomon said, God, I want your wisdom. I want your wisdom. And he said, the scripture said, it pleased the Lord that's what he asked for. And he said, I'm going to give you that, and I'm going to give you what you didn't ask for, riches. Right?
Yes.
And he also talked about long life. So keep reading. Verse 12, I, wisdom, dwell with prudence and find out knowledge of witty inventions. How many know one great idea can make you a multimillionaire?
Amen.
Huh? Sure. Everything you see that has gone big guns and has become maybe a multi-billion-dollar company or whatever, at one time it didn't exist. And at one time somebody had an idea. Is that right?
Yes.
It can be a simple thing, but it's a better thing. And it's a better way, and year after year, it just developed and just kept getting bigger and bigger and bigger. He said, I dwell with prudence, wisdom said, and I find out knowledge of witty inventions. Verse 18, riches and honor are with me. That's wisdom. Yea, durable riches and righteousness. Now, does God want us to have wisdom or not?
Yes.
Then does he want us to have durable riches?
Yes.
Or not? Can you see it goes with?
Mm-hmm.
We must not separate these. People say, yeah, but money is the root of all evil. It is not. The scripture never said that. Covetousness is the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Loving it is the problem. Lying, stealing, cheating to get it. That's the problem. It's not what you have, it's how you got it. It's how it came. And if the Lord adds it to you his way, it's the blessing of the Lord makes rich.
Amen.
And there's no sorrow with it. There's no negative about it. Riches and honor are with me. Yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold. My revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance, and I will fill their treasures. Is this plain and clear?
Yes. Yes.
Or is this plain and clear? So we talked about in the previous lesson, number 9, honor the Lord with your substance. Well, if you don't have any, how can you do that? Well, God wants you to listen to him and get some wisdom and do things his way, and he's going to add it to you.
Amen.
And you're going to have substance.
Yes.
You're going to have durable riches, and you can honor him with them.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen. You can be a giver. You can honor him and his things and bless his people and those in need. The more resources you have, the more God can use you to help other people. But Proverbs 10 and 21. Am I reading scripture here today?
Yes.
Proverbs 10, 21. It said, the lips of the righteous feed many. And you'll see that he has used righteousness. Verse 20 of the previous passage said, I lead in the way of righteousness. And then the very next verse, he says, this wisdom I cause you to inherit substance. So righteousness, judgment, wisdom, these go together. The lips of the righteous do what?
Feed many.
But fools die for what? Not just lack of money, lack of wisdom, right? And lack of resources is the result of lack of wisdom. Abundant resources is the fruit of abundant wisdom. Does God want us wise?
Yes.
Or dumb?
Wise.
Or foolish?
Wise.
Huh? Abundant resources are broke.
Abundant.
No resources. He went on to say, verse 22, that's where we just quoted this, the blessing of the Lord, it makes rich. And he adds no sorrow with it. But can you see, this wasn't written in chapter and verse. The blessing of the Lord phrase comes right after talking about wisdom. What is wisdom? Now that's a big question. Wisdom is not just being smart. Being really wise is not being a genius. That's not what it is. Wisdom is not knowledge, nor is wisdom understanding. They're not the same thing. You need all three. Knowledge and understanding and wisdom. Without going into a lot of detail, the scripture talks about Proverbs. It talks about where can you find wisdom? And it goes into describing, he said, the depth says, it's not here. The ocean says, you can't find it over here. What does that mean? You can't find it down here among men. You can't find it. It comes only from God.
Amen.
Wisdom comes from God. And what wisdom is what God has himself that he has used to make everything. He created everything that you see, every tree, there's wisdom of God in it. Every animal, you see the wisdom of God. In your own body, we are fearfully and wonderfully made. Did God know something or does he know something to make what he has made? Gravity, stars and solar systems, that's not just his knowledge. Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge and understanding to achieve a desired outcome. Wisdom has to do with the future. Wisdom sees, okay, I can take this and this and get there. Wisdom. That's why in Revelation it talks about word of knowledge, word of wisdom. They're not the same thing. Knowledge would be something God knows that he reveals to you. But wisdom has to do with his plan and his will and something that he has planned to unfold and to happen, something that's coming, something that will happen. Fools have no plan. They just say, que sera, sera. Whatever will be, will be. And they when they wind up somewhere, it's a surprise to them where they are and how they got there. I didn't say a bad person, foolish, right? No wisdom, no plan. But in Ecclesiastes, it says wisdom is profitable to direct. And what that means is instead of just rushing out the door, you stop and pray. In all your ways, you acknowledge him. And he directs you in your paths. Amen. And it may seem like people are getting ahead of you and getting more done. But if they're just floundering in the flesh, they're not making any progress.
That's right.
But
You wait and seek Him and get His will and His plan, and then He shows you knowledge, understanding. Now He says, do this and with this, and this is what's going to happen. You will get this. And when you do, and God's able to bless it and make it happen, you don't stand up and go, ain't I smart? It ain't smarts. It was a gift God gave you, hallelujah, so that you were enlightened to understand it and have wisdom. Somebody say, thank you, Lord, for wisdom. Keep reading. Proverbs 13 and 18. He had just said there in chapter 10, fools die for a want of wisdom, for lack of wisdom. The planet is not short on resources. They are not handled right. They're squandered. They're not utilized properly. Wisdom could fix all of that. But you won't have the wisdom without God. In Proverbs 13 and 18, poverty and shame shall be to him that refuses instruction. But he that regards reproof will be honored. And verse 20 says, he that walks with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools, what'll happen? He'll be destroyed. Now, poverty and shame, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Bad thing.
See, some people have tried to tell us poverty could be the will of God. Yeah, but here he said that's what happens if you won't listen. If you're refusing instruction. So if poverty is supposed to be God's will, but he tells me if I'll listen to him, I won't be in poverty. Which one's right? Is that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
No, poverty and shame is never the will of God. Amen. That you listen and pay attention and have some wisdom and obey, that's the will of God.
Yeah.
And if we do that, you'll be honored, the scripture said. Proverbs 19:14, house and riches are the inheritance of fathers. Proverbs 21:20, there's treasure to be desired and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spends it up. No, being poor is not associated with being wise. Being wise is associated with having abundance, even riches. Somebody say, I believe it.
I believe it.
Our time's up again today. Let's say it like we do. I live by faith. I walk by faith. I overcome the world by faith. I'm strong in faith, giving glory to God. We'll see you again soon here in Faith School.
I've got the victory living inside.
Thank you for joining us at Faith School. Class is dismissed for today. But you can watch this and other episodes of Faith School free of charge at faithschool.org. For more information, visit our website or call us at 941-702-7390.